This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Doctors can't be trusted about health care. Of all the bad nominations coming our way, the notion of Georgia Congressman Tom Price running the Health and Human Services Department has the most impact on millions of people because of the impact of his virulent opposition to the Affordable Care Act and the jeopardy it places not only on 30 million beneficiaries there, but also on millions more because of additional threats to Medicare for the elderly and cutbacks in Medicaid for the poor generally. Some hold out a sliver of hope because Price keeps saying that he's a doctor and he wants that to mean something along the lines that he cares about people's health. He's taken a Hippocratic oath, so he'll do no harm. James Surikaki points out in the current New Yorker that, in fact, the record of doctors in the American Medical Association has been to oppose virtually every governmental medical program providing health security for Americans for a century now. Doctors organized to oppose universal health care when it came to the ballot in California in 1917 during the First World War, claiming it was a dangerous device imported from Germany. The AMA and the 30s opposed prepaid medical groups where consumers paid a flat fee in exchange for care and was fined for antitrust violations. The AMA campaigned against the creation of Medicare and hired Ronald Reagan to go on the air and warn us about so-called socialized medicine. The AMA was in the thick of the fight to oppose the Clinton health plan during its first term and only supported Obamacare after the so-called public option was off the table. 10,000 doctors have already organized in opposition to Price and his plan to scuttle the Affordable Care Act. And though the AMA has endorsed his nomination as a former member of their delegate board and a longtime friend in Congress, there is a schism mounting within the AMA over its stand as harmful to patients. Most hospital associations have been silent over Price's nomination, but have come out strongly in opposition to the plans to end Obamacare as catastrophic in terms of patient care, hospital closings, job loss, and economic ruin within the healthcare industry. Nurses' unions have been pretty unanimous in opposing the end of Obamacare. Price is likely to hide behind the public's assumption that as a doctor, he's an expert on healthcare. Reading Michael Lewis's new book, The Undoing Project, A Friendship That Changed Our Minds, might take away any notion that doctors should be seen as our modern-day priests. Experiments conducted under the influence of the work by Daniel Kahneman and Amos Tversky found that fairly simple algorithms outperform doctors in making diagnoses of many medical conditions, largely because of the unchecked biases of doctors for the way they are used to seeing and working. That's scary but true. As Surikaki points out repeatedly, the AMA is little more than an effective special interest group, a closed shop union for doctors, if you will, and their own reports indicate repeatedly that their primary purpose is protecting the income security of doctors. Putting money in doctors' pockets should never be confused with providing basic health care for Americans. We don't need an algorithm to know the facts about that. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.